This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
Make it stop!
This is Tech in Real Life.
Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson is our guide to where tech crosses over, IRL, in real life. Like, when you're trying to get a Wi-Fi signal somewhere, you might be able to do that soon in New York from a payphone. Ben and I wanted to figure out how this thing might work, so we sent him to a phone. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Lizzie.
How are you?
I'm good. I found a working payphone. I won't say that it smells amazing. And I just tried to reach into the, coin with
Yeah, we can barely hear you, so I'm going to come meet you, all right?
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you in a few.
Okay, see you soon. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Lizzie.
So now we're at the payphone.
Yes.
Payphones, there
payphones.
Are two.
Payphones, yep, one of them doesn't work.
These are not the shiniest, newest-looking payphones in the world. Not gonna lie.
No, they're not. There's some streaky liquid stuff. It's dark in here.
Put a little New York City love on these.
Yeah.
So, how many of these are there in the city, and what's the idea behind turning some of these into Wi-Fi hotspots? How many would get turned into hotspots?
Okay, so the idea here is that the city has about 7,300 payphone kiosks like this one around the city in all five boroughs, and the city wants to turn all of them into Wi-Fi hotspots, and then once those are turned into Wi-Fi hotspots, actually build more kiosks like these so that they get up to 10,000.
How do you do that?
Well, I mean, a lot of the infrastructure is pretty much already in the street, right?
Like,
I mean,
it's under
we're standing
us?
Yeah, it's under us. So, like, we're standing on a street, there's internet being delivered to this building next to us on Lexington Ave. There's internet being delivered to these apartments here, the businesses. So basically the infrastructure is already here. It would just take a company that provides internet already to actually hook up to the kiosks and put it in a Wi-Fi router.
You said a key word there, company. Who pays to do this? A company, the city,
right.
A taxpayer like me?
It's a very interesting question. Right now, there are three companies that manage all of the payphone kiosks in the city. Their contracts are about to expire, hence this idea of turning them into Wi-Fi hotspots. It's a situation where the city believes that there's a lot of revenue to be had. If you look on the outside of these kiosks, I mean, there's an ad for like a show on HGTV on this side of the kiosk. There's a watch advertisement. There's a lot of ads that go on these kiosks, right? So the city thinks it can make about $17 million a year in revenue from whatever company takes this up.
17?
They need $17 million. They obviously need to partner with a developer and with a telecom to actually hook these things up. But once they do, there's a lot of revenue that would be driven from digital advertising that could be part of the kiosks. They might have actual like phone charging stations that are part of the kiosks, and they might charge a quarter for that, just like you might put it into the payphone. So there are some revenue stream possibilities there, and not unlike the internet itself, all driven by ads.
Are any other cities doing anything like this?
There are cities outside of the U.S. that are doing stuff like this. Osaka, Japan actually has a lot of Wi-Fi throughout the city that's free for its citizens. Geneva has done this. Paris has done this. There aren't really a lot of examples of cities that have blanket Wi-Fi, but they are turning up these hotspots around cities, mostly overseas.
There is what's known as sort of a technology gap in the country where
Sure.
there are people who've got access to it and people who don't. When you think about having hotspots in a city like New York, does that help bridge it at all? Or are they just putting Wi-Fi in a place where a lot of people already have Wi-Fi?
I think that this is a good question. I don't think that this particular plan is going to move the needle when it comes to providing Wi-Fi to people who really need internet access and can't get it now. I think that what this will do is it's an incremental change for Wi-Fi around the city generally. I mean, just like you dip into a Starbucks to look at your maps or check your email. So I think it actually will make a noticeable change in the city generally, but in terms of the technology gap, I think that's a big question.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, thank you for showing us some tech in real life.
Yeah, thanks, Lizzie.